Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Miss Barbara Johnson?
Yes, you are.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Not so great. How are you?
I'm doing a bit okay. Why are you not so great?
Wait a minute, hold on. That's turned us up so I can hear you.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, it's just you said that you were not so great. I wonder.
We've got a lot going on.
Okay.
We just, did Jay call you today to tell you that she wasn't in?
No, she didn't. She was not in today? She was not working?
No.
Okay. Do you know she's going to work on Sunday?
That's what she said she's going to see about working on Sunday.
Okay, I'll put her down for Sunday then.
Okay. Now the question is, I have some things that need to be done today. Can Tara clock in for a couple hours?
Yeah, she'll go work. She'll work today if she is able to. Just, you know, have her clock in and clock out, and just I will have to see if Jalisha will do less hours or if Tara is not going to work Saturday or Sunday, some of those days, you know.
Yeah, because I don't know, I don't think Jay has all her hours yet anyway, and I don't know that she will have all her hours.
Okay, let's do something. I'll put Tara for today and also for tomorrow, and if she's able to clock in today and work something, then I guess we could add it if it allows me. But it really does depend. Okay, but she will have all her hours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I tell Jay, you know, all the time, you guys, you know, that's your responsibility to call her and tell her you're not here, or you're not working, what days you're not going to work, and...
Yes.
That's why I said, she called me this morning, and she said... Yeah, you know, she wasn't feeling well, and she wanted to know if she could come in Sunday instead. And I said, well, yeah, if you're feeling okay then, you know.
Right.
So if it doesn't matter to me, you know, you wouldn't come in Sunday morning, that's fine. But if it was today that, like I said, I don't have nothing today, and we have some things that need to be done around here, and I was wondering if Tara could either just clock in or if she can write you a timesheet, you know.
Yeah, just
whatever.
Call her for the schedule for today, so she can clock in today.
Okay.
All right. All right, Miss.
Yeah, it might only be a couple hours, you know.
Okay.
So.
All right. Sure.
All right.
And just to confirm.
When I said we weren't doing great. No, our dog has cancer.
Okay.
And we
she told me.
Oh, I didn't know whether she told you or not.
Yeah, she told me when she was not able to work last week, she told me, yeah.
Yeah, it's been devastating.
Yeah.
That's her child.
I know.
Literally. Yeah. Like she said, she didn't birth it, but it's her child.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know how she feels.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Oh, Ms. Barbara, just to confirm, you haven't been to the emergency room, and your address is still the same, right?
I was at the emergency on the 9th.
The 9th. Oh, yeah. They told me.
Yeah, 9th to the 11th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After that, nothing else, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, and the insurance doesn't even want to pay for it. That's the problem I'm having, you know?
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, I my doctor was here that day, And I kept saying to her, this wound smells terrible. I said, why does it smell like somebody died in me? And she looked at me, but she didn't say anything. She just looked at me. I asked her three times. I said, this odor is so bad. I said, I don't want to have sepsis.
Right,
I've had it three times. Yeah, I've had sepsis three times, and I do not want it again. And she didn't say anything. She didn't say it was infected or anything. And I thought, but not my wound itself on the back of my leg, but the one now that's on my foot and my heel, it was horrible. And I said, I'm sorry, but by 8 o'clock, it was like, you know, I couldn't stand the smell anymore.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to the ER. I don't care what they say. Hey, I got to make sure this isn't in my blood.
Correct, yes.
Yep. So it was like, I said, nope, I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and let it get to my blood if it wasn't already there. And, of course, lucky it wasn't there yet. But, you know, but they say because I didn't have an infection in my blood, they don't want to cover it for the insurance. I'm like, you're ridiculous. They admitted me. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, they're probably not going to pay us for those visits neither because you were at the hospital, so.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid. I have to appeal it, so.
Okay.
Because I can't afford to pay the hospital myself.
Right.
No, and like my nurse said today, she said they should have put you in observation, and then when they found out that there wasn't an infection in my blood, then they should have just said, okay, well, you can go home.
Right.
But they didn't do that. So they kept me for Monday night. I went in at 8. It was after 8 o'clock at night, and I came home. And it was almost 5:30 Wednesday night when I came home. So it was not even 2 days, not fully 2 days, and they don't want to pay for it. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're getting worse and worse. It's not bad enough they cut our food money, you know, and everything else, and now we're scrambling to find, you know, to get for money, for food, and then the dog has to be sick.
Right. The tariffs were illegal, and people are asking reasons.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later. And like I said, I'll get her to fill in a thing when she does, okay?
Okay.
So.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.